Tuesday, 10 November 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Sure glad you tuned into this broadcast. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. Good to be with you for another time to share the precious Word of God together. We're looking at Peter's call to go to the Gentiles, to go over to Cornelius and his household, and to win them to Christ. The problem was, Peter was a Jew, Cornelius was a Gentile, and until this time, Peter had not really understood how that Jesus Christ had broken down the middle wall of partition between the Jews and Gentiles and made one in Christ Jesus when we are saved. So, Peter had a lot he had to overcome. He had traditions, he had customs, but the Spirit of the Lord made it clear to Peter that he was to go there. He was to go with these men that had come looking for him, these Gentile men. And so he comes to Cornelius' household. Peter is yet wondering why he is there. He says in verse 29 of chapter 10, "Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying, as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me." Now, Peter is really walking by faith. And by the way, we find ourselves in that situation many, many times if we seek to follow the Lord. God will lay on our hearts some burden, and he'll make it clear that he has something for us to do, or he puts a restlessness in our soul about where we are. And we know that it's the Spirit of God that's stirring, kind of the blowing of the leaves of the mulberry bushes, you know. But we do not know what it's all about. And old Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, we are to go as far as we can on the right road. Just go as far as we can, as far as God leads us. And that's what Peter did. He went with these men. He went over to Cornelius' household. And he said, "I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me." Well, he's going to find out that he's got the opportunity to introduce the Gentiles to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's going to see that God matches a seeking sinner with a soul winner. Praise the Lord for that. We find that here in Acts chapter 10 and verses 30 through 33. And Cornelius said in verse 30 and following, "4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon a tanner by the seaside, who, when he cometh, shall speak unto thee. Immediately, therefore, I sent to thee." Cornelius said, "I have been obedient." Well, Peter could say, "And I have been obedient." Well, what's it for now? And the rest of verse 33, Cornelius said, "And thou hast well done that thou art come. Now, therefore, are we all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Wow, Peter, I can almost see the expression on his face as it changes from curiosity to a time of great blessing. These people want to be saved. These people want to come to know the Lord as their Savior, proving the very truth of John 7:17. "If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God," Jesus said, "or whether I speak of myself." Reminds me of going on a visit many years ago. It was near Thanksgiving. This was some years ago. And a couple had visited our church, and we were returning the visit. And I went to the house, and the couple was not there, but the man's mother was there and some of the other relatives. And so they told me that they were not there, but they would be back later, and that I could come back later. So I did. And I came back, and when I got back, the room, there were many people there in the room. And I tell you, I was challenged as far as witnessing was concerned. And you know, you wonder, well, is this the time with all these people here? Is any of them, is anybody going to listen? I don't know if you face that, but I do. But anyway, by the grace of God, I went on and explained the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He arose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And I made a statement something like this. Now, you can step on me for this if you want to. I don't mind you doing that at all. But I said something like, well, I don't know if any of you would like to be saved or not. And you know what the mother of the house said? The mother said, she said, I think we all would like to be saved. Wow, you're talking about a change on this preacher's face. I mean, mama, daddy, the rest of them, they got down on their knees and asked the Lord, or they bowed their heads and asked the Lord to save them. Well, you can be assured of this. My little faith had been rebuked. I can understand what Peter was going through here and the great joy in his heart when they said, we sent for you that you might tell us, you might give us words of salvation whereby we may be saved. Now, therefore, we are all here present before God to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. Let me follow up on the account I was just telling you about. I told you that was just before Thanksgiving. Well, come New Year's Day, the husband, the dad of the home, not the young couple that had visited us, but the husband of the lady who said, I think we'd all like to be saved. On New Year's Day, he was killed in an accident down on Highway 17 South below Newbern. I talked to his dear widow and listened to what she said. You see, I knew nothing about their background or anything like that. And she said to me, she said, Preacher, those last 5 weeks were the happiest 5 weeks of our 20-something years, I believe she said, of marriage. How about that? Those last 5 weeks were the happiest years of our 20-something years of marriage. I can understand somewhat how Peter felt. I didn't have the barrier to break down like he did between the Jews and the Gentiles. I just had to overcome some fear and some doubt. And by the way, just presenting the precious gospel of Jesus Christ and to know that that dear man is in heaven today and that that dear family had had 5 wonderful weeks in the Lord before he was unexpectedly called home. And you know, I may be speaking to somebody today. I don't know. By the way, I might not have even 5 weeks left. I might not have them. I certainly had no idea that Thanksgiving time when that family bowed their head and trusted Christ as their Savior. I had no idea that 5 weeks later that dear man would be dead. And they didn't know that either. But just think of the terrible, tragic consequences had they not trusted the Lord as their Savior. My, and here it was now with Cornelius. We see that God matches the seeking sinner with the soul winner. And he said, we're here to hear all that are commanded thee of God, all things that are commanded thee of God. Now, we find in this scripture once again, do we not, that God is no respecter of persons. This is one of the greatest lessons we can ever learn in life. In Acts chapter 10 and verses 34 and 35, remember, we're looking at what God has shown Peter. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. Wow, Peter, you've been to school and you have learned well. What a great lesson to learn that God is no respecter of persons, whether they're rich or poor, red, yellow, black, or white, no matter what language they speak, God is no respecter of persons. I like that song, Jesus Loves the Little Children, all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white, they're all precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. And by the way, he does not just love the little children. He loves those moms and those dads. He loves those people that speak those strange languages that we don't understand. They have ways and customs that we're not used to. But Jesus loves them, and he died for them. And no doubt he has brought many people into reach of us so that we can reach out with the gospel and share it with them, and they can come to know him as their wonderful Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for this wonderful scripture. Oh, I'm so glad. I am so glad that Peter learned this great truth, that he is not to be a respecter of persons. And God, I pray that you'll help us to learn that as well, and help us to be soul sensitive with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray in his name. Amen. May our Lord be pleased to make each of us a channel of his blessing. I hope if any of you that are listening are not saved, you'll trust Christ as your Savior, even now. And please join us next broadcast if you can.